Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour with your quarantine dream team, Zigzag and Rufus. Put on your captain's hat because we're going to help you navigate these uncharted territories that are the quarantine. We're going to catch you up on the day's events. We're going to talk politics. We're going to talk whatever comes to mind. So grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour.
Ow, ow, ow!
Welcome to last show of 2000.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 8303854364 is not available.
I hate the new. Why are they doing this to us, Rufus? So fucking stupid.
All has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 8303854364 is not available.
Rupert,
tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
And it won't let
voicemail.
It won't let me hang up. Remove from call. Remove from call. This fucking stupid thing. All right, well, let's start off the last show of 2020 with some bunch of bullshit. I don't know, why did Skype have to wreck a good thing when they had a totally good thing going, Rufus?
I don't know. It's never happened before.
I know, it's fucking ridiculous. All of a sudden, it's like asking me if I want to add you using your phone number.
Whoa,
separate options.
I saw a big blue message on your face that said Zigzag started recording. I've never seen that before.
I know. See, I guess that from what I've searched today was that no longer is call recorder compatible with Skype.
What? I got it running right now.
Well, you are on an old version of Skype. I made it last week. Well, for some reason, that's not what I read. I don't know what's going on. The whole world is going fucking crazy, dude.
Did you update call recorder? I had to do that, too.
No, I did not, because every time I try to do that, I'm confused by call recorder's fucking shit-ass website.
It is a surprisingly good product. I mean, it's reliable, but
it's a good product.
They don't make it very intuitive to get shit done.
No, they don't, because I go to the website, and it's like, okay, there is no update. It's just like install and buy. Right, or just buy, and I'm like, where's the fucking update part of it? And I know if I searched back there, I could probably find it, but I'm too lazy to do that. Now, you know what, I'm going to do it after today's show, and if that doesn't work, then I shall go back and uninstall the most recent version of Skype and go back to the old fucking Skype, because as far as I can tell, nothing changed, except that now it has your phone number here for some reason.
That is odd. I always wonder when something updates like Skype, and yet it doesn't seem like anything changed. Like, what are they doing in the back end that's all fishy?
Nothing. Yeah, right. They're collecting data. There's something that they
exactly.
put there to collect more data. And look at your hair, Doug. Why am I not wearing my hair? God, I'm so fucking fucked up for tonight's show. God damn it, Rufus. Big plan for this evening?
No, this is pretty much the big... I mean, I'm going to try to make it till midnight. We'll see how that goes.
You will, I'm sure.
I don't know, man. I don't normally make it that late.
Really? What time do you go to bed on a school night, Rufus?
On a school night, if I'm lucky, I'll be in bed by 9, just because I like the time to fucking decompress and shit. But I'll push it till like 10:30 or 11, but then I'm like out.
Did you say Rufus out? And
you have reached
like,
the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
It's finally going to remove you from the call, I think. Your cell phone.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
It's not funny. It's frustrating.
It's frustrating, but I'll rip the audio from that and I'll edit it
if you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
I've never hung on a voicemail long enough to find out what happens when you just don't hang up.
Sorry you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Okay.
I saw the message come up that I was getting an actual telephone call, and I thought, well, maybe that's Zigzag somehow. But then I thought, well, no, because it said no caller ID. And I know that you're Zigzag. You know, when you call me, it says Zigzag.
Right. I don't know.
I didn't think it would be Skype.
Well, I mean, I'm like, here's the problem. So I'm trying to decide what to do when it's offering me all these things to do, and I'm like, I don't know. It says call Rufus, right? And I'm like, okay. So I immediately, I guess, instinctively pushed on your phone number.
Sure.
And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm calling Rufus via Skype. Why would they even offer me that fucking to call him on his phone?
It's another case of big tech trying to be, quote unquote, helpful and just fucking shit up.
Right. Leave it as it is. Some things, you know what? They just need to never update Skype ever again. This is perfect. It does what it does. It need not do more.
It's the same thing. It's the razor blade conundrum. You know, once you have two razor blades, you can't shave any better. And yet every year they come out, here's 5 razor blades. 2 of them are diamond tipped. It's just stupid fucking shit just to have an excuse to launch something.
Just more money spent on R&D so the brother-in-law can get a fucking job doing
nothing,
sitting behind a desk, doing R&D. You know how it is.
They got to show the shareholders, too, that there's shit going on behind the curtain.
We're not stuck with the most perfect razor ever. We're trying to make a better razor, one that will get even closer, like underneath the skin.
Could you imagine a company like a razor blade company being like, it's just not going to get better. We're closing up shop. You can't
we're
fucking make it better.
Business now. Never
right.
mind.
Some it's other razor. You know?
And now they're mailing razors to your house. We shall cease to exist now. Goodbye.
Unless Roomba makes a razor that just mows itself across your face while you sleep.
Watch out. That's next.
Or we'll have an app.
Stick your face in front of a flamethrower and it takes all of it off.
Sounds like something Elon Musk would come up with.
He probably will. He's moving to ATX. You going to chill with Elon?
I don't know. I don't know if he'd have me in his house.
Can I just say this? He's becoming more and more of a douchebag.
He's always kind of been a douchebag. He's a very smart douchebag, but he's definitely a douchebag.
He was an acceptable douchebag then, but now that he's moving to Austin, now I consider him the ultimate fucking douchebag. I'm almost going to go there with Joe Rogan. You know what I mean?
I mean, I get why they're doing it, especially all these people that live in California, because that's
late to the party.
Like going down the shithole.
But you're late to the party. Austin is in the shithole.
Yeah.
I read a whole thing on Austin the other day about how it's fucked.
It's getting there. It's getting there because last time I went to Austin, it looked like what I heard L.A. look like. I mean, there were homeless tent encampments underneath bridges and all over the fucking place. Now, they were well kept, and they looked like it wasn't
better than the barrio. They had plants out front and welcome mats in front of their tents.
It was like its own walled gated community. There wasn't, like, trash and feces everywhere.
Question to you is, are they keeping the people in or keeping the people out?
Damn, that's a question for the ages.
That was pretty deep for a guy wearing a wig. But, you know, they ruined Austin after we left there. You're close to there now. I mean, how far is Austin for you? An hour?
About an hour, yeah.
And I guess it's probably grown out to where you're at now. Austin has. Obviously. I mean, I saw the overhead of neighborhood. It was like 8 trillion houses right there.
Once you get to Georgetown, which is like 30 minutes away,
right?
Everything between like Georgetown and Cedar Park and Austin, it's basically all the same fucking thing now.
It's all the city now.
Right. It's all the city.
They were kind of transferring out to Lakeway. When I first moved to Austin, my girl, well, I guess when he met after in 92 or 91, I was dating a girl and her family had a, like a ranch out towards Lakeview, right? And there was nothing out there, dude, nothing. And you would drive out there and we would camp. I got to imagine now there's million-dollar houses all over fucking out there. Because they kind of were doing that while I was still there, just in, like, up to 99. But now I just don't – I don't see myself ever wanting to live back. It's ruined. We like a bad wife, we took the best years of that fucking city's life from it. You know what I mean? We're lucky. Did you get that? I'm a member of that Facebook group I invited you to. That's like – it's something from the past. It's all about just people from Austin. Most of the people are from, like, the 70s, 80s, 90s. But, I mean, it was a mecca, dude. It was a cool fucking place. And now it's fucked up, and you got people like Elon Musk moving there. You know what I mean? There's not going to be any room for original Austinites there. If there is, all right. I mean, there's probably not. I read that Threadgills went out of business, right? I mean, that's a fucking shame in its own right. Okay, so 8 million people have moved here, yet one of the iconic restaurants can't fucking make it because they don't sell coffee, probably?
What sucks is... the last time I was actually in Austin proper, like, you know, the past year I've been through it, basically. Right. But the last time I was actually in it was pre-COVID. It was 2019. And Congress and shit was fucking fantastic, dude. Congress was like old Austin. It was bustling, but it still had the funky shit all over the fucking place. Weird shops. You're like, how the fuck can that place stay in business selling that kitschy shit? But, yeah, now it's like, ever since COVID, it's just everybody's like fucking boiling in businesses. What's weird with all these people coming in from the outside, why aren't they keeping these Austin businesses alive? Right? It's because they're doing the Starbucks. They're doing the chain restaurants they're used to, In-N-Out Burger.
Thank you. Or some super over the top fancy, probably Nouveau diner food. You know what I mean? Like, Threads Guild could have given you the original version, but no, you've got to go for something that's trying to be that without actually being it. And I just, Austin has lost all authenticity. I'm going to call it Austenticity. Huh? Why don't you make a fucking t-shirt right now?
That's pretty good.
And I just feel like that's it. I mean, it's just, it's not the place that we live, for sure, but it's now people have come there and they've fucking ruined it.
Yeah. And like I said, I haven't really been post-COVID, but my buddy Carson, you know, he lives there. Well, now he lives in Mexico, but he lived there through most of COVID, and even he was saying, like, it's fucking dead and over. And he's been a musician.
Right. Clearly not the life of the capital world. I'm going to tell you right now, South by Southwest fucking killed Austin, and someone should write a fucking Houston Chronicle or a fucking Austin Chronicle article saying exactly that. I think that's right on the fucking money.
I think once it became a big corporate entity, absolutely.
Right.
For sure.
Right. After it started getting bought out and all the fucking stages were just fucking places in California, like, we're moving to Austin. We're going to fucking Austin for some stupid thing for work. But now we're moving here because it's so fucking awesome. We need to come here and ruin it. They think they're leaving California behind. What they're doing is bringing their bullshit with them and fucking everything up.
Well, like South by used to be, it was just music. It was music. It was a place for bands to come.
No, it's okay with independent films.
Right.
And independent films. I'm fine with that. Especially if a band that's being showcased does a fucking soundtrack for an independent film. How fucking awesome would that be?
Right, but now it's basically all, the music is like a sidebar. Everything else is just like launching an app.
Right, or wheeling and dealing, or acquisitioning, as I like to call it.
It's just another big corporate spooge fest.
Right.
Yeah.
Ruined it. They fucking ruined it. The success ruined it. Just like success ruins many things. You know
what do they call that, a bell curve?
Yeah, there you go.
And if you try to keep success going up, you're going to fuck everything up. But you just let it ride down. Let it mellow out.
You don't have to let it ride down. You let it ride up, and then you let it plateau, right? And you say, this is, if you're the razor company with two blades and you're making a ton of fucking money, you don't spend $50 million on the three-blade version. And then when it fails, go, wow, where did that $50 million fucking go?
Yeah, but you know what they say? They'd say, well, I guess we need a fourth blade.
Well, right, yes, because three blades obviously didn't work. Let's do a study first, that three blades didn't get you any closer. I mean, how much closer can you get than one blade?
If you have a sharp blade, no much, no closer. None. It's a fucking whisker. It's not a goddamn gold.
Right. I mean, it is. It's a whisker. You can pull it out with your bare hands if you let it get long enough.
They should, Gillette should make, like, a five tweezer tweezers.
They should. They should just make shaving blocks where you're like, yeah, shaving fingertips. That, we've just improved the fucking razor, and we've saved the fucking landfill. A razor that goes on the end of your finger.
Just,
yeah, no fucking, you don't need the stick. You don't need the stick anymore. You got your built-in stick, Rufus.
God gave us the God-given sticks.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to fucking go break one off tomorrow, and I'm going to fucking try it and see what happens.
All you got to do is 3D print a little finger apparatus that is clips on the end of your finger. And
the blade, it clips into it, but we would get sued probably because we would be using their blade, like, connection technology.
Yeah, they patented everything they can fucking dream up, I'm sure.
They know that two blades is really, at the end of the day, all you would ever need as a gimmick over one blade.
Right, right.
I mean, at what point does the fucking environment become important to people? I mean, you're throwing out five fucking blades every time you throw out a fucking razor blade, not to mention the plastic. Hey, you know what? I think that South by Southwest needs to have Hypersloth fucking headline next year, and we'll just go and blow it all up and go, you ruined it. You fucking ruined South by Southwest.
Okay.
How did you not realize this? And how do you not still? It just became a money thing. Like, all things money corrupted, whatever. And they're like, oh, we could get fucking Pixar here. You know what I mean? And they've ruined Austin. South by Southwest ruined fucking Austin. I think someone needs to write a fucking. I'm going to write someone from the crowd and go, someone write this article, please. Why don't you write it?
It's an article that should be written. I don't even give a fuck about Austin anymore enough to write it. But
the wordsmith, dude, let it be your last fucking ta-da in the fucking Austin Chronicle or the Statesman, where you got your start being fucking printed. You could fucking change Austin, dude. We could sit here and write this whole fucking article for you, right? Let's write it together and submit it.
We could do it. We could start it off with, you know, like a...
We lived there. We lived. We lived, and then we left because they were fucking it up. I mean, right? And now we can look back and go, it was South by Southwest fucking ruined Austin. It's just become this thing that has ruined the whole fucking town. Not just live music in the town, but the whole fucking town.
What we should do is make a guerrilla documentary of it, and next South by, we'll both go down and do South by.
Like, take over South by Southwest, telling it how crappy it is.
But we'll just interview people. Interview people that start. I know people that work South by Southwest. We can get some ins and outs.
And you're right there. I'll do it by Zoom. You can Zoom me in, and we can do an interview.
Zoom me in on the big screen, on the big stage.
Tooch. You can probably get Tooch. We can interview Tooch's small business owner, your aunt, and her wife.
Everybody I know from here has been from there forever. Yeah.
Austin is now. Hormone's trying to get out. My buddy Corey, he's like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Damn. Oh, man. I'm so sad.
Pictures of himself waiting in fucking traffic on 35.
And is there any place like old Austin to go anymore?
What is the new old Austin? That's what you got to ask yourself. Where can we ruin next?
You know, if I found it, I wouldn't want to tell anybody about it.
Me neither. But, I mean, then there's no more people moving there, and you get sick of the people that are already there.
Exactly.
There has to be a perfect blend of people coming and people leaving, right? And you're the constant, right? Like, in your own thing where people are moving out of your life when you need them to, and they're moving in your life when you need them to. And then there's me. I'm here no matter what. I was gone for a while, then I just popped back up, and you've had me ever since. And you've learned two ways. You don't tell a lot of people about me, but that's cool. I mean, I am. I'm like you're herpes.
Yeah, I mean, you're annoying and inconvenient, but I can't do anything about it.
I was dormant, but I was growing. I was growing inside of me. I do think someone needs to write that article. Tell me if I'm crazy here. This is not a crazy thought. And I can't be the first person from Austin to ever think this.
No. It's not a crazy thought. You could write that just about South by Southwest specifically, not even saying it ruined Austin, but how it ruined itself. And it just became this big corporate fucking circle jerk.
What would Tucci's take be on Austin right now? Is his fucking sandwich business going fucking gangbusters, or is it just fucking crawling along?
You still got two stores. I don't know what that means, but...
Right.
And Delaware Subs fucking tanked into nothing.
Oh, yeah, they
were doing better than Delaware Subs.
Too big, too fast, and that was destined for failure. Well, really, when you get down to it, you don't have any intellectual property other than the name of your sandwich. I'm the first Earth person ever to put fucking salami and capicola on a sandwich and call it the Italian. I mean, that's for sure. My question to you is, when are we going to be outraged about the names of fucking sandwiches? It's cultural appropriation. I mean, because I'm fucking Italian, I'm expected to like a fucking big fat sandwich with hard cholesterol fucking full meat on it?
That's insulting.
The fuck I do is just me playing into that fucking stereotype. Maybe I don't even like salami, but I sure make sure to eat it every day.
You're brainwashed is what it is.
I am brainwashed. You know what I got? You know what we're having tonight for pre-New Year's celebration, I guess?
What?
I bought Italian beef. I told you this, did I not? From the Sandwich King, Jeff Morrow.
You did tell me that.
I'm going to try it out tonight, and it probably will be okay. I hope it's great, you know what I mean? But,
is it a heat and eat kind of thing, or what?
Came with, like, a big bag of frozen gravy, right? Not gravy, though. It's just au jus, really. I don't know why they call it gravy. It's just au jus. And then it came with 2 pounds of thinly sliced Italian beef, already cooked, right? You put in the jus, and that's their version of Italian beef sandwich. Not the same as my Italian beef, right, where you stew the beef for a long time, but a shaved Italian beef sandwich dipped in au jus, basically. And they send you some
beef.
My Italian beef is going to be better, and that's where this disappointment is going to happen tonight, I have a feeling.
I've made your Italian beef at least twice, and I remember texting you to find out how to fucking do it.
I think you actually made an Italian pork roast one time as well, if I recall correctly.
I might have. That rings a bell, yes.
It's just as good as a pork roast. It's just as good on fucking chicken, dude. I'm telling you. That recipe works for everything. It really does.
I've already forgotten it, though. You'll have to text it to me again.
I will. And we'll start an app around it. We'll call it Beef-y. There you go.
Beefy. Beef.ly. Beefly.
Beefy. Beefy. No, that's not beefy. Maybe it's not.
No, that works. That's
German. It's the French for better. Better than regular beef, and it smells like perfume.
Smells like B.O.
Well, that's what you kind of want your Italian beef to smell like, I think.
Is that right?
Well, I mean, what do you want it? You don't want it to smell like all floury, would you?
No.
What, see, like salty. I think they call that the Italian beef musk.
There you go.
I want
to take that all jus and make a cologne out of it.
Because now musk, they get musk from animals, right?
Isn't that what animals spray out of the behind to get laid?
But yeah, I think it is. But I think they take it, or they used to take it and put it in perfume for real. Because the pheromones or whatever in it, right? Now, do you think that was junk science, or do you think that was legit, that you could be turned on by the fucking smell of a rhinoceros's fucking pheromone?
I don't know. You can go down to Cabela's and buy deer cheese.
Right. But it doesn't smell good. That's urine, though. There's that pheromone.
Well, it's the urine because of the pheromone, right? But that's the whole point of the urine.
Two different things. There's two different glands. One gland makes the pheromone.
Gland is a word that grosses me out.
It should be. It's a disgusting fucking word.
gland.
It's like a machine, but it's a machine made of fucking flesh and blood.
I kind of want to be
a fucking gland. It's a lot of work to be a gland in a body, I would think. You've got to, like, do certain things.
Yeah.
You know?
Break down.
Right, and that's when your glands break down, that's pretty much it, usually.
What glands? You have spit, you have saliva glands, I know that. Lymph nodes, are those glands?
So it's like a gallbladder is a gland, right?
Yeah.
I mean, am I wrong? Maybe I'm wrong about that.
I don't know. I'm unclear what a gland. I envision the gland as just being this muscly little weird thing that kind of pulsates and is constantly.
Got it pulsating because it's fucking doing something, right?
Right. Yeah. It's like churning out some kind of serum. Or...
You know what? I'm gonna Google. Do you have a minute extra over 30 minutes or not? Are you a hard stop on 30 minutes?
I'm pretty much a hard stop, but we got time. It's only 7:26.
Bodies. Glands. Okay, yeah, there's a lot of them. Just like you would think, there's the hypothalamus, which is the one in your brain, right? That fucking controls everything.
Yeah.
Then you got your pituitary. That's
pituitary.
The growth, right? That's your growth gland, I do believe. Your thyroid. Thyroid's a very important gland for regulating how your fucking body does shit. Parathyroids, they're little small things that are inside your thyroids or on top of them. Your adrenal gland, that's an important gland. The pineal body, I think you know what comes from there.
Third eye.
DMT. The ovaries are a gland.
Are they really?
Here's the one that makes you think about throbbing and doing things. The testes are a gland, Rufus.
Gonads.
That's just the endocrine system. How many glands in the human body? How many glands do you think there are in the human body?
We're built of glands, like Legos.
We are. Well, the glands are all the moving parts. They're better than Legos because they have to do things. The Lego is more like your fat cells. They just kind of sit there. They're not responsible for doing anything.
Glands are like the Erector set.
Yeah, glands are it. We know what we need to do is research the fucking difference between a gland and an organ.
Organ is just a big gland, right?
That's what I'm saying, is it?
Do people eat glands? Like, whenever they kill an animal, I've never had a gland, but like in Mexico, are there glands in like menudo?
Yeah, they do. I'm pretty sure they do. Difference between an organ and a gland. Glands could be specialized cell, example, goblet cells are a group of cells which synthesize and secrete substances. Glands usually secrete substances. An organ is a group of differentiated tissues that perform a special function. These structures do not secrete any substances, example, stomach. But that's not even true. Someone had the wrong answer there. Because
stomach secretes stuff.
And shit like that, right?
Or are there stomach glands? I don't know.
Those juices come from your gallbladder, right? And the other glands.
This is why doctors get paid a lot of money.
Well, I mean, if you had one of those tiny little things where you can take the glands in and out, you'd know it in like fucking day.
You mean an operator game? What's the operation game?
But a more intensive version.
It's like the guy's body, but literally his entire fucking head to toe is like tiny little fucking things.
Yeah,
you gotta get out.
Glands are in there. And why have they not made that yet? I mean, a fucking virtual version. And then if you fucking kill the guy, he fucking dies right there on the table and you see him. His face goes, not his nose.
They should make an operation game that has like real shit where real shit ought to be.
Well, there you go. We did it 1 minute after the show was over. But we've done a few good things tonight on the show. We've written an article.
Saved Austin.
We're looking for the new Austin, let's be obvious. There's no saving Austin. Austin, it's been tarnished. You know what I mean? Girlfriend that comes back after whoring around and you're like, oh yeah, you were cool, you know, but now you're just gross.
Yeah, I've been there.
We all have, Rufus. We all have. All right, brother. Happy New Year to you, my good man. 2020 has been kind of a nutty year. You know, some good things happened, some bad things have happened. What do you call it? Well, if you had to rate 2020, what would you rate it?
On a scale of 1 to 10? Within my own life, probably a 1, I guess. I mean,
really?
It doesn't get much fucking worse, yeah.
How much has your life changed? COVID has not changed your life at all, except you can't go out and eat in restaurants.
That's a big fucking change whenever you're home alone with your wife and kid all the fucking time.
Yeah, I could see that it would be. God, oh my God, the look of pain in your face, dude. 2021 is going to be a better year, Rufus. We're going to get things fixed up, and you'll be able to go out and get you a fucking carne asada in no time, my friend.
I agree.
I hope so. All right, well, as usual, the Hyper Sloth Media Empire slugs through another fucking year of turmoil. And 2021 is going to be a better year, Rufus. I got a feeling. Give me some knuckles, folks out there.
We got a Biden and a vaccine, so
right.
It's already starting off better.
Right. If we could just get our hands on that vaccine. If you think that there's a possibility that this, well, we can talk about this tomorrow night. Show tomorrow night?
As far as I know, yeah.
All right. All right, Rufus. Ow, ow, ow! Happy New Year, my friend. Tweet me some clever things throughout the night because I'm really going to get cracking on this Austin article. Find me a Fiverr dude that'll write it. Stat.
If I got him, I'll tweet him.
Tweet them. Got them while you tweet them while you got them. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
All right, Rufus. We will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. God bless.
Later, bro. Later,
bro.
Look at our magic shirt.
Thanks for listening to Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
Adios.
Look at Scepter.